Look at that con man out there prancing his ass in mom's face. Got her laughing and shit.
He's got a special touch with the ladies. All the men in our family have the special touch.
Don't put yourself in that category, Casper. You ain't got no special touches. Don't act like you're getting pussy.
Me? I fuck like TT Boy. You don't know what I do.
You fuck like TT Boy, the porn star.
Yes.
What'd you do with the last chick you fucked?
Fingers, ass, pubic play.
Pubic play? What exactly is that?
That's when you put your pubic areas together and you go like this.
And you just mash your pubic hairs together. There's sort of a fucking rug fire doing that.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio. Of course, no relation.
Yo.
How are you, sir?
Good. Back from this fucking shit audio.
Oh, you mean how we have to scream so that we don't get caught by the limiter or whatever the fuck it is?
God, listen to this shit.
I know. It sounds like a NASCAR track.
Why can't they get anything right here? They had it right for a week, and they already went and fucked it up.
It was okay for a week. It was actually really good for a week. I recorded in here with Veronica one time, and it was pretty damn good.
Wasted on that.
You spiteful fucker. I love doing dirty shows. It's so liberating. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. We haven't been on in a couple weeks, but I swear we do it live sometimes.
Why weren't you on 2 weeks ago?
Were we 2 weeks ago? I think 2 weeks ago we were.
I haven't been on fucking Christmas.
I know. Last week.
No, actually, the last time I was in Christmas before. Like,
yeah, I don't know when you were actually in the studio. It's been a while.
No clue.
Last week, we just pre-recorded, I want to say Wednesday, and put that on. But
talking about salad.
I don't
know. It devolved.
The big thing for you guys to remember, if you're listening, go to inpapasbasement.com. That has the archives of every show we've ever done. It's got all of my writing, which I waste way too much of my time on.
And all of your child pornography.
Exactly. You type in Papa's Basement / Kitty Prawn, hidden directories come up, you'll get taken care of.
How much time do you spend writing?
Oh, God. Probably like an hour or two a day for the site.
Oh, how horrible.
For me, that's fucking grueling. I knock that out. I'm like, whoo! I got some masturbating to catch up on after that.
It doesn't even look like bloggers and shit edit their stuff.
What do you mean? Like, it's just fucking...
I think it's one and done. Like, they probably don't even like, look over at the typo.
You got it. It looks so grossly unprofessional when you have it. Believe me. I've had a lot.
There's a lot. Especially, like, on the dirty and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, those guys really are like fucking Al-Qaeda lone cell type shit. I mean, they're just like paid God knows how much. The dirty, superficial, what would Tyler Durden do?
I think the dirty is like on the decline. Like, I haven't gone to it in a while, but there's all sorts of like shitty ads, and he has like these ads for some sort of like diet pill, like described as blog posts.
Oh,
where it's like, here's a picture of me taking this Cellian or whatever the fuck it's called, and... like, he'll comment on the results.
That is pure whoredom.
Oh, he's a scum, man. I think, like, they make up most of the posts anyway.
Yeah.
Like, they probably just, like, scrounge Facebook for pictures, and they're like, oh, we can make a caption to this.
I'm just saddened because I used to at least love What Would Tyler Durden Do, and the guy Brendan behind it is, like, having some sort of fucking breakdown. Like, it's really weird to watch it happen.
Why?
Because he'll kind of tweet about it. Like, he's like... not sleeping at all now. Like the posts, he lives in California. The posts will start like 2 p.m. California time. I mean, it's just a train wreck. He's not as funny.
I hate blog humor. They all have the same fucking sense of humor.
I think he's a lot better.
Wry, sarcastic, like kind of tongue in cheek hipster horseshit.
I enjoy Brendan well enough. Superficial can suck my ass. D-listed is the worst.
What's
it's like some queen. That fucking every girl who writes thinks is like the best ever. He's so fucking verbose and fruity. Ugh. Nothing wrong with being a gay author. I mean, just be a good gay author.
Oh, I thought it was saying women wrote for it.
No, it's just some gay guy, and it's like gays and chicks love it. And like you read it, you're like, this sucks dick.
Let the animals lose their souls.
Animale.
But I thought the only reason like people even went to that horse shit was just for, like, mild TNA.
Like, that's here's how it such started. I remember Superficial used to be like, here's our bikini pictures category. And same with Tyler.
Yeah.
And it was really weird because Tyler was just like open about like, I beat my fucking dick to H, you know, hardcore porn X, Y, and Z. But he'd still act excited over bikini pictures, which I could fucking care. Like, if I don't see a nipple, I don't fucking care.
I don't even think like bikinis in general are that hot.
Oh, I beg to differ. Like, you see a bikini in real life, I, like, thank God I'm sober. That's all I'm saying.
I don't
like really. Drunk John would be squeezing fucking ass and tits if he saw bikinis.
Like, I'd rather see a chick dressed up. Because most have, like, pretty shitty bodies. Like, if it's a chick with massive fucking implants and she's wearing, like, an A cup that just barely covers her nipples.
Yeah.
And an A cup bikini top.
Yeah.
Like, that's hot, but how often do you see that?
What do you, okay, by dressed up, what do you mean? Like, a full fucking dress? I mean, you got, like, a ballroom
sexy,
gown.
Like, office clothes or whatever.
I gotta go with the bikini. But again, only if they have a good body. Because otherwise, yeah, especially if they're tubby, extra clothing, like, presses that shit in. So you're like, oh, look, she's got a nice round ass and a nice big rack. And then the clothes come off, and it's just, you know, the slide whistle down. Like,
no, I don't know. I think you really need fake tits to pull off a bikini.
I will disagree with that. I've seen plenty of good naturals in bikinis.
Good, but not like, oh, I'm getting a rise just looking at you.
I mean, fake tits are fun. I'm not going to dispute it. They're kind of like comical. They're great, though.
What the fuck else? What's the purpose of a woman? I want them to be real.
I mean, by your logic, a fucking post-op is the best woman ever.
Someone look better than actual fucking women.
The one who got kicked out of that Miss America shit, I would...
Oh, she got kicked out?
Or she's, like, trying to get back in. I don't know when I crossed that bridge, but I was just like, I would let that suck my dick in a heartbeat. I don't care.
Dude, if you have a dick and, like, you're better looking than some fat pig...
The dick's got to be gone.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't go down there, but either way, I wouldn't go down there. It's like Stewie says on Family Guy. Like, that has to be an absolute just casserole. like, I would never fuck some, like, man-made vagina.
Oh, I might fuck it.
Dude, look at... Just they can't even get a goddamn... I was about to say face job. What the hell? Face lift, right?
Yeah.
You trust them to turn a fucking
internal
cock?
Organs.
Yeah.
No, I would never do it in a sexual lust capacity because I would just be laughing on the inside way too hard the whole time. But if I had a couple drinks and I was like, we're in Vegas and a hot post-op comes up and everyone's laughing. It's like, come on, John. I'd be like, well, I can't let the group down, can I?
Just fucking... play with its big fake tits and shoot ropes on its face. And punch it a few times to make yourself feel better.
You've been listening to too much goddamn Jim Norton lately. His insidious effect is strong in you, man.
Why?
Just you being like, I'm okay if it has a dog. I'll just take it.
Oh, no. Like, I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, like,
oh,
you see some, like, the Asians pretty much. Like, only an Asian can, like, pull off being, like, a believable tranny.
And look, if you give me 5 seconds to actually think about it, I don't think I'd hook up with any of them. But in the heat of the moment, you know, we're talking on air. It's like having a couple beers in you. Sure, what the fuck?
No, you're right. Like, if you know...
I couldn't pull that trigger. No. Are you kidding me?
Because then you're just going to be looking at it and be like, yeah, I can see
a That's a fucking
face.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like when you see a chick and you think she's hot, but then you see her brother and they're like identical. And it's like,
that is the worst. Or it's literally just a brother in a fucking wig.
Yeah.
And he's like shoved tomatoes in his shirt.
And you're like, what the hell's wrong with me?
Exactly. Like, I'm into guys. People don't acknowledge that, just how little difference there is between like an attractive male and attractive female face.
No, like, Tina, I thought it was pretty hot. She looks exactly like her brother. Just like,
it's disgusting. Like, seriously, you take half the male stars out there right now, fucking shave them up nice, put them in a wig. You'd be like, oh, that's an okay looking girl.
I'm trying to think like famous siblings. Like the Gyllenhaals don't really look alike.
No.
I mean, kind of, but not a lot.
The Cusacks are the ones that leap to my mind, although they're old as fuck now.
Who the fuck's the sister? I don't even remember.
Joan. John and Joan.
I don't even remember who the fuck she is.
I think Joan was in like Adam's Family Values. No. Maybe as a homewrecker. She was trying to fuck Fester. Because that's believable. I'm pretty sure like...
Was Fester even married?
No, I really think... I haven't seen that movie since we saw it in the theaters when we were like, what, 10 and 8?
Some shit.
I'm pretty sure the premise was she's trying to fuck Fester.
Oh, maybe like get the family
and get the family loot. Yeah.
Oh, I see what
you're saying. Fester's pale, white, bald cock.
The fuck? He can't get any?
I don't know, man.
He has to fucking jerk off in the corner while he watches Morticia get railed out by Gomez and Cousin It.
Getting cucked by Lurch.
Cousin It is just hairball cock.
Yeah. That's everyone on the fucking Addams Family. I just picture their cock looking exactly like their face. Like, goddamn.
Lurch has a scar around the head.
Lurch is just massive and angular. It's as a hairball.
Gomez has a mustache.
Exactly. You get it. Like, Gomez, the fucking lip around the head is just this little perfect curled up mustache. Like that bullshit girls put up to their lips.
Oh, God. Thank fucking Christ. That seems to have died down.
A little bit.
You still see it?
Not much. The last time I saw it was some chick I know who got it tattooed on her fucking index finger. So she could just do it all the time.
Fucking retard wants that on their body for life.
I'm like...
And that's true for all tattoos, but especially this. Some fucking like half a year long trend.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this dipshit?
Just a girl that like a friend of a friend who follows on Twitter.
Jesus Christ, if you're listening now, you are a fucking dummy. I hope you get your fucking finger caught in a can of soda and that shit gets peeled off like a carrot.
Oh my God. No, I don't get tattoos, even the stuff you aim at permanence for, but might as well get fucking like Justin Bieber lyrics tattooed.
How about you get that done in henna so you think it's funny for 3 weeks and then it goes away?
That's a pretty profound insight.
Jesus Christ. So it's just like a little one on the side of the index?
It's literally, you know, how they would do it with a fucking permanent marker and you would giggle and you would be annoyed by the next day and scrubbing that shit off. It's a tattoo.
Does she have like a bunch of other tattoos? Or is that it?
That's the only tattoo? I honestly think that is the only thing keeping her out of a Jewish cemetery.
God, what a dumb bitch. And for the rest of her life, people would be like, what's a smudge on your finger? And then she'll have to explain it.
No.
Like, there was this brief period in 2011 where people thought it was funny for girls to hold up mustaches.
No, I don't.
Dude, did you see two nights ago, South Park? Whatever the fuck, Wednesday night?
Dude, I've barely watched it in a couple of years.
It's like about memes and shit. It's pretty good, but it's like, it's talking about, I guess, the dumb shit people do. You know, like, was it planking? Was one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like just shitting on all of that and cat. Have you seen pictures or they make this up where it's like people chew a hole in a slice of bread and then put it around a cat's face so it looks like the cat like ate its way through the bread? Like it's wearing like a bread, not hat, but...
It has to be real. Like just what you described, it has to be
This is what
real.
American society's come to.
We need to be taken over.
Seriously.
We just fucking Guar had it right. America must be destroyed.
Like we're in a fucking recession and we're preoccupied with this horseshit.
Why does this country deserve to live anymore? Really?
There's no good answer anymore.
There's nothing. We used to fucking conquer and kick ass and make things and have like secretaries with big fat tits.
So did the Romans.
Yeah. We're the Romans. We are the Romans in the bread and circus phase. We're just fucked. We're sliding down the toilet.
Fat lazy.
Just I want the Germans to come down, the barbarians, to just wipe us out.
No, it's going to be the Ching Chong Chinamen or the Dotheads.
I don't know if we'll ever get like physically invaded. That's what really bugs me.
No, we're going to be economically raped. We're already China's fucking slaves.
I really just want us pillaged so that we can like get into some blaze of glory, Red Dawn shit. just make my life interesting for a couple weeks before I go out.
That's kind of what I wanted. Some Mad Max, like, sleep with a gun over your chest shit.
Fucking just wake up, your dog's been murdered, you blow a guy's dick off with a shotgun.
Yeah, maybe then I don't have to fucking waste 8 hours of my life in goddamn driver's ed so I don't get points on my fucking license.
How is this freedom? How is what we live in freedom? And isn't this country supposed to be goddamn freedom?
It's not.
It's become safety.
No,
It's become, we've kiddie-proofed the whole fucking country.
Yeah, and anytime you sacrifice freedom for safety or the guise of safety, this is what you fucking get. You neuter yourself.
And it's just a downward slope. It's just going to keep going. I hate it.
It's the same.
I want the opposite.
The censorship of speech and whatever else, like all the goddamn like PC bullshit. Like you said,
I just want it to be like capture the flag with live ammo. Like, we live in Brookfield, we would go on raiding parties to the local Greenbrier and just fucking kill people for gasoline. It's like Terminator. Like, they knock on the fort door, and it's like, that's yesterday's password, and the German Shepherd's barking, and they kick in the door and start killing people.
That's what it's going to come to eventually.
It has to. Like, do you know what our population is doing?
We're going back to villages at some point.
We're up to 7 billion. You really think the world's... We're up to 7 billion.
Wait, wasn't it like 5 billion 10 years ago?
Dude, it's growing exponentially. Like 8 billion is a pussy hair away.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to master, by the way, how to make babies that don't die now. Because that's a technology we need. Death sucks. Don't get me wrong. And I hope I live forever, even though, you know.
But nobody else.
Nobody else. Trust me. You better fucking earn it. And earning it better be measured in how many shitty podcasts you've recorded.
It was Walt Disney and you get to survive.
Exactly. Fucking Walt Disney. He's like, no spooks.
Your effect on the world. I thought he was anti-Semitic or just everything.
I think he hated everything, yeah.
But even though like his goddamn like Veep was a Jew or something like that.
Was he?
I thought he kept some Jews around.
That'd be enough to make you hate him. It's a fucking business dealing with Jews. That would drive me nuts.
But... So it's you, Teddy Ball Game, and Walt Disney.
Exactly. Just our fucking frozen heads running this shit. It'll be like we're in need of a dick joke. I mean, if we need someone to animate a mouse painstakingly and make some art, we'll go to you, Walt.
So at some point, is someone going to have the balls to recommend like the zero pop? Does China even do that shit anymore?
Oh, what? Where you get your fucking firstborn, and if it's a woman, you just put a railroad spike through.
Just zero population growth.
Dude.
And why would you want all men? That means it's nothing but...
The sausage party of all sausage parties.
So either like a bunch of homo shit's going on, or you're going to have some loser's son who just beats his shit in his room all day.
We're already on that trajectory. I mean, it works for them. They fucking are invading the country with sleeper agents. It's like, oh, great shame. I do not want my daughter. Ship her to America. Make round eye raise her. I love how my Chinese is a Jap.
Same fucking difference.
I don't know. The Japanese are different to me. Out of all of them, their language actually fucking sounds like a language.
I can't.
You gotta watch a lot of anime, and you'll kind of. It's not like guttural. Vietnamese sounds like you're choking on a chicken.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. But them gooks is all right.
Yeah, whatever. Everyone's okay in my book. I like to make fun of people. I don't actually hate them.
You ever nail any slant pussy?
Yeah. It was the same as any other pussy I've ever fucked.
Yeah. Did you get that feeling, like, did you spend the night with her or whatever?
Yes.
Did you, like, wake up next to her and then just, like, see her without makeup? You're like, oh, God, I can picture that. It's like an old woman doing nails in 40 years. Like, without all that makeup to, like, westernize her. You're like, uh-oh.
You don't have eyelids?
This is really Asian. Ain't fun and games anymore.
I try not to, you know, usually they roll the fuck over and I'm not really interested in seeing them without. The worst is like if you blast it on the face and like the mascara is smeared and it just looks like a...
Then that pig should get up and towel herself off.
Just like a fucking perverse clown.
Oh God, I hate the fuck... Or when they cry.
Oh.
The worst of the smeared eye makeup.
Oh, my dick like inverts. My dick goes and touches my spine.
Ugh.
There's nothing... More gross than runny Alice Cooper mascara.
Just a woman crying in general. Shut the
Nothing
fuck up.
Worse.
No one cares.
It just shuts your brain down. I can't think. I certainly can't get turned on.
No, they do that in porn a lot, where it's like they're gagging and shit, and they start to fucking like their heads upside down.
They're drooling
over their own eyes.
I mean, if you're watching Max Hardcore, sure, that happens all the time.
Yeah, what the hell else is there?
I do not dig the gonzo.
Do you want to see a woman be treated respectfully?
I mean,
it's disgusting.
The most I'll go with in like rough shit is the hard blowjob, so they sound like the fucking duck that got a piece of corn.
Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about. I don't like seeing like just the fucking pink socking like gaped anus. Like when you can see inside a chick's asshole, it's a little like I don't see what's sexy about that.
I know, because all you're doing is peering to see a turtle head. Like all sexiness goes out the window. You could fucking care less that there's a pussy
like a smoking hot
right
chick
next door. No, you're just, you see this open asshole. It's like, what am I going to see? It becomes a fucking anatomy lesson.
I mean, it's hot to see like a hot chick degraded, but still.
I just don't get that. I'm not big on anal and porn, period. Like once, maybe a year, I'll have like a 3-day, like anal porn is the best. And then I'm just like, this is gross. And I move on from it.
Yeah, I really don't give a shit for it.
And I go back to like normal DNV porn or DNM.
Or D on F.
D between T.
I actually saw one video where like Ava Devine gets pink socks.
Like, she is. I gotta say she's gross. Like she's sexy gross though.
Oh, she's a fucking pig.
She escorts,
man. She just came to DC.
She's like the big fucking huge fake titted Latina, right? She looks like she's 45. She's Asian?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? She's like one of those Asians that looks very Latin. There's a weird
Spanish people can look like anything.
There's a crossover there, man.
The Filipinos.
Filipinos definitely are just half Asian.
Conquered
Spanish,
by Spanish, yeah. Like, that's why Filipino people have the last name like Sanchez. You're like, well,
yeah.
But you're Asian.
Oh, some Filipinos are hot as shit, man. They got a banging ass.
Yeah, stuff. They got like that brown skin and shit.
Yeah, good stuff.
But, what the hell? Yeah, just fucking prolapsed assholes hanging out. It's just like, wouldn't you want to seek medical attention instead of trying to like mug for the camera and look sexy? Like, oh yeah, baby, look at that fucking inside out rectum.
Like a fucking cat that ate tinsel just running around. You're trying to grab it, the fucking tissue in your hand so you don't touch it.
But yeah, like she's one of those chicks who just like goes around fucking escorting and like announces it on her Twitter.
Oh, a lot of porn chicks are doing
like
that with Twitter. $12.50
an hour. Like, yeah.
$12.50.
I can't justify
and a normal
that.
Well, a normal escort, I want to say, is like $250, $300, something like that.
That's 1/5.
Yeah, but I've never done that. So if I did, I'd want like more of a story.
But she's not even that good looking.
No,
I mean, she's a filthy fucking whore.
I'd want to get like one that looked good, which is rare.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I love porn gingers. For whatever reason, I like them the most.
Really?
In porn, yes. Because the rest just look kind of pedestrian and everyday.
Hell, they usually don't have fake tits.
I'm a big fan of fucking Faye Reagan.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
I like her, and I think...
The one who looks just like her.
Yeah, Nikki Rhodes.
Yeah.
They did a threesome scene. I'm like, that's all I need. That's porn enough for a week.
Yeah, that's too normal looking for me.
See, I dig that.
See, like... Yeah, Ava Devine. Because
they're like hot, normal chicks.
Who wants normal?
I mean, I guess once in a while they'll build Fuckbot 9000 correctly, but typically I'm not too into the porn chick who's just like, oh, here are my huge fake tees, and I still don't have ass or hips because I'm a white bitch.
Who gives a shit?
I like hips.
I don't even know what a hip is, honestly.
It's what you grab onto when you're fucking doggy. Otherwise, your hands just slide.
So what the hell are thighs? The inside?
It's like hip is kind of the bone. It's like the bone where the ass is in the
facing you.
The hips are the bones on the side
of
that.
The kidney bean shape.
Exactly.
Gives a fuck about that.
I like it.
How do you even see it? Isn't that covered up by ass cheek padding?
Well, if they don't have hips, it's just kind of like fucking from the shoulders down to their ankles is like the same, you know, parallel line.
And then they have a couple fucking basketballs strapped to their chest and you're good to go.
Agree to disagree, sir.
Makes them look more like fucking Jean Grey or something.
No, man. The comic book bitches had some hips to them. Oh, God.
That's true.
Did I love those comic book cards as a kid? Those were so...
Did you ever beat them to it?
No.
Beat it to him. Yeah. Goddamn dyslexia.
I think beat him to it. I think like White Queen, Emma Frost might have had.
Is that the one with like the boots up to her cunt?
Yep. And the white bodice.
Baylor. I just remember the tall boots. I can't remember.
Pretty sure I ran a batch to that and maybe Psylocke, who was like a British chick who got cursed to become Asian. Like if you look into the Psylocke backstory, I think it's one of the most racist fucking things ever.
Was that during like the internment period?
I think her name was like Betsy Braddock. I'm trying to remember, and her fucking
Betsy Braddock.
Betsy Braddock, Joel. And Captain, like there's a British fucking Captain America counterpart. I want to say like Captain UK or some crap like that.
Captain England.
Yeah, and he's this big fucking white dude, and this is his sister, and somehow she's like abducted by ninjas or some shit and goddamn made Asian.
I'm glad I never actually read comics. This just sounds horrible.
Dude, comics are so ridiculous. Nothing happens in their storylines.
They seem boring. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just like, nothing happens.
I read them for 2 years while we collected comic cards, and it's like, we're talking maybe 91, 92, I'm reading these things. Everything goes back to a zero-sum game. They're like sitcoms.
Yeah, because they want the shit to last forever.
Yeah.
They want to be Superman, so like nothing can happen.
Whereas...
Can't rock the boat.
Yeah, you'd read the cards, and literally 30 years of fucking comic book history are summarized on the back of a trading card! Do you know what Spider-Man is? Uncle Ben dies after Spidey gets his powers. He stops being an unselfish prick. This is all like in the first three comics, by the way. And I think at some point Green Goblin kills Gwen Stacy and he's fucking Mary Jane. That's Spider-Man from like 1964 on.
I might have rubbed one out to some picture of Gwen Stacy. I don't know. Maybe I was too young.
Gwen Stacy was okay. Little pedestrian.
Yeah, but it was something where she was wearing like a leotard or some shit.
What a whore. Nice.
Doing aerobics.
I don't comprehend it. And after that, once in a while, I'll get bored and just not want to work. And I'll go on like a comic book character's Wikipedia. It's like fucking reading the summary of goddamn like a Peligrosa or something. You know what I mean? Like a telenovela.
I've never once looked up a comic book character.
Oh, yeah. You read, like, the wiki on Hulk or something like that, it'll be like, Dr. Banner got hit by gamma rays. And
it's fucking different. Hulk is more famous than most, like, actual human beings.
Yeah. And all that is true. I don't remember some of the presidents, and I can tell you the Hulk. But there's so much bullshit where it's like there's now five alternate realities these characters live in.
That's awful. Like when they fucking killed Superman and somehow they justified.
Oh, it's like here's robot Superman. Here's black Superman. Here's Super Kid. Here's metal Superman.
And none of them stuck. Why the fuck did you kill the nigger in the first place?
Fucking get it. And then they kind of all stick around. But
so people bought a hell of a lot of one issue.
Yeah. I own the death of Superman. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you did.
What?
Where is it now?
I think in the shed, fucking being turned into nesting for rats.
Like every fucking thing of value, Dumbo threw it out.
Yeah.
Like my fucking autograph from the dead singer of Drowning Pool. My autographs from System of a Down. My autographs from Finger 11.
Where did they go?
I have no clue.
They're just gone.
I had this fucking cool ass, like, wooden voodoo skull I hung over my bed. Bitch, like, it's bad luck. Just fucking threw it out. No idea where it is.
Well, on the other side of that, we do have a chair from 1956 that's covered in the shirts that we wore to every one of our childhood birthdays from the ages of four on.
God, she's even bad at hoarding. She can't even do that right.
So if we ever adopt a family, we can dress them as long as they're two boys.
I wore that shit was my senior year of high school. I'd wear like shirts from elementary school to be an asshole.
It was great.
And wear fucking skin tight shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Back when I could pull that shit off too.
No, it was fun as shit. People wanted to wear them too. Tight t-shirt Tuesday.
Dude, it was the best thing. I miss the mid to late 90s so goddamn much. Just fucking chicks shoving the tightest retro t-shirts on.
Isn't that now? That's hipsterism, isn't it?
I don't think, like, now they don't have to be retarded tight, though. Like, they just have, like, funny slogans.
Are you talking about, like, when bitches were wearing, like, the stupid, like, Wonder Bread shirts and stuff?
Yes. Yes. And their fucking nipples were just begging to exit those things.
I don't like seeing women in, like, t-shirts or jeans.
Really? Oh, God. That was my favorite in the day.
That was, like, when I was in middle school, I think. Where people just wear the dopey shit like that, like some retro t-shirt.
Yes.
They had no idea what the fuck it was.
Oh,
or what it
I
meant.
Loved that. I loved that because the jeans were kind of baggy, so they flared out. So the bitch looked like she had a little hip to her, and then it was like you could see an ounce of fat on her if she had it, and hopefully she didn't. And it was just tight up and down, that tight belly, and then the fucking tits.
I could think of one chick in my middle school you would have loved them.
Really?
She went to Chantilly. I don't know if she's a dyke.
I mean, she's a chick in middle school. I probably would have loved her.
But no, I mean, she was like fucking rail skinny. Like, didn't really have any tits, but would wear like JNCOs and then like kind of like those tiny little like tight belly shirts.
Daddy likey.
I thought she was hot. I thought she had a nice face.
Yeah, that sounds good. I miss those. I miss fucking nipples popping through clothing, man. I love a good hard nip through a shirt.
Yeah, but is it like a lot of times chicks only have like one that's hard? You're like, wait, what?
No, I've never dealt with cyclopses like that. Really? Yeah.
I remember
fucking Snake Plissken nipples. That would be weird as shit. I've been very lucky on chick. Like every chick except one that I've ever fooled around with has had pretty normal nipples.
Really? You never had one where it's like the one won't get hard? Like
no.
The one inverted nipple?
I've dealt with one girl who had this amazing rack and she had these whack-a-mole nipples and it fucking, I won't say I freaked out, but I definitely wasn't a fan.
What do you mean? Like,
they were completely subdermal, you know?
Oh. But like even if you sucked on them and shit, they wouldn't come out?
Like a missile silo, yeah. Like they fucking had to hear that the Russian missiles were coming and then they would pop out. You would suck on them and like, you'd put the areola in your mouth, and then you'd go, like, you know, as one makes love.
Which part's the areola? Like, the
happy part that's right. Nipple-colored.
So the actual cap is just called the nipple?
Yes, right. Exactly. The rest is the areolar.
All right.
And you'd put the areolar in your mouth, and again, and every time you sucked, it would slide into your mouth.
So it's like drinking a milkshake from McDonald's.
You
first get it. Like just, pull it out.
Yeah, you're just trying to get that shit out, and it's
fucking
not
veins
thinking.
Popping out in your head.
And every time, it would come into your mouth and then immediately sneak back. It was almost like a tiny, like, you could, I wonder if it reeked after the fact.
Oh, that saliva gets
trapped
in there.
In like fucking tit foreskin, you know what I mean?
But when you looked at it, did it look like it had been punched in?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh.
Like, it looked like a button on a teddy bear or something.
Yes, it was a teddy
like the button
eyeball.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
exactly
nasty.
What it looked like.
Who was this monster? I want a name.
I'm not going to toss out a name. But it was a great rack. She had a sick ass. Just a hot chick. But I'm.
So she needed implants. So the
she
shit would be
implants.
Hard 24/7.
She needed to, like, pierce them and, like, get barbells at the base to hold them. Well, I've heard there's like some weird surgery where you can like sever some shit behind the nipple and it will actually slide into erect position. Kind of like you can fucking get a ligament severed on the bottom of your dong so that it's like an inch longer, but it never stands up straight again.
Yeah, wow, what a great trade.
Yeah, so exactly. You have this hard fucking dong that's pointing straight down like a goddamn Mexican exclamation mark.
Like, you can only fuck pile driver.
Yeah, exactly. Like, have you ever been fooling around with a girl and she's like, you know, are you turned on? And you, the manliest response ever is to just pull out your dick fucking like thumps into your belly button. You're like, fuck yeah, I am, lady.
That's not good if I have to ask.
Yeah, and you pull it out. It's just like, eh.
I fuck like TT boy. You don't know what I do.
That is going to be the intro, by the way. I'm going to try to edit that one in.
Excellent.
Oh, I wanted that so badly so I can play it as we got in, but I forgot the power cord for the laptop. So
was it like just permanently on zero juice or something?
It would be dead within like 5 minutes. Oh. I mean, the batteries on my Sony, God bless it, it's 4 goddamn years old and it's still kicking. So I really can't fault it for that.
Longer than any of my fucking
laptops. Yeah, no, that thing's lasted longer than desktops I've had, for fuck's sake. Sorry, I was trying to burp.
Why the fuck do the batteries on everything have to die? It's just the nature of batteries.
I suppose so, because they are a chemical reaction. You know what I mean? It's like you dump vinegar on baking soda, and somehow they've figured a way where you can like take that pink mush that resulted.
And keep doing
it. Yeah, dump vinegar, and the magic happens again.
Yeah.
It's pretty miraculous when you get to it.
I've never really had that happen with a phone, though.
Your phones are so great. Mine are horrible. Verizon hates me because I'm just like, my phone battery is dead again. Give me a new one.
As long as you can do that, it gives a fuck.
Because
I'm surprised they don't tell you to go fuck yourself.
It's never as good as the first one. It's like,
oh, because they're just giving you other refurbs.
Exactly.
They're just giving you a phone some other asshole. Like Des Moines, Iowa.
There's a pawn Joppa Giorgio somewhere. It's just like, my phone sucks. And we're swapping.
No, that's like Allison. Like, she always has fucking phone problems. And like every time she takes it into Sprint or whatever, it's like you're getting another fucked up phone. They're not giving you like brand new.
No, and that's what kills me. Fucking Patrice did that bit on it. I need to give you Mr. P. He does a bit on
it. Oh, you bought it?
Oh, I've had it for a while. Yeah.
Like actual physical copy or you downloaded it?
I downloaded it.
They probably didn't impress them, yeah.
No, they did. There's a CD available on Amazon.
But you can burn it.
Yeah, but he tells a story about he needs like a black woman's viciousness. And he goes on about how he'd like unleash his woman in the Verizon store. And he's walking out with like 5 new phones. And he's saying the same thing I am, where it's like he would bitch and it's like, dude, I'll maybe get you a refurb. And he unleashes his chick and it's like, yeah, the phone's free. We're going to pay for your bill from now on. You know?
Oh, it's because she's hot?
No, just because she can turn on turbo bitch mode. Patrice's woman is good looking, though.
I think a lot of it's like just anything else. Like they want to fuck you, too. Like, I remember one time I dropped my phone in the toilet.
Yeah.
And some black chick gave me a new phone for free.
That's good.
Was not supposed to.
Did you score a number? Were you like, hey, let me make you my first contact? And then she laughs and then you pull out your cock.
I told you she was black.
Whatever. You've dabbled.
No, I haven't.
What?
No.
You've never dabbled.
I've never even kissed a black girl.
Really?
Yeah. I've had a black stripper put my face in her ass. That's about it.
Yeah, I thought you liked that, though.
What?
I thought you were a fan of that experience. I thought you were like, oh, she had really smooth skin. Dark-skinned black chicks can have some, like, really smooth skin.
Oh, I wouldn't go dark.
Whatever, man.
I have to go mocha latte.
It's all fun.
I don't know. For some reason, I think Jada Fire is hot. I don't know.
Jada Fire is hot as shit.
I guess because she has, like, giant fake tits. Like,
there's
a black stripper.
I hate her wigs. Don't get me wrong.
McDougal. You think that's a wig?
Her hair? Are you kidding me?
She has like that really high hairline.
She looks like fucking James Earl Jones and Conan the Barbarian. She's got Thulsa Doom hair. Just Google it.
I guess you're right. I've maybe seen like one shoot where she didn't have the wig on.
Oh, I hope it wasn't like Cleveland's wife with that. Like
almost exactly.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
No, she's fucking sexy, man.
Oh, I bang that. Yeah, and she's great. Here's what I love fake tits. When the chick didn't have much to begin with and
hers
had
are, like kind of awful but
areolas like fucking exit wounds so that like the big fake tit makes it look like a believable real tit.
But hers like go off to the side and shit.
Sidewinders.
She has the refund gap.
I've never noticed that on her.
Yeah, like she's just standing there, those things probably like just fucking what would it be? They go to like 5 and 7.
I love Jada Fire because that's one of those chicks you'd admit you fuck. And if a woman ever gets off her ass to Google that, you will never hear the end of it. It's just like, you are disgusting. Is this really what men would fuck? And it's like, yes.
Who the fuck doesn't want that? I'm very open about that.
I would bang the shit. Dude,
no one wants your average boring. Man.
She squirts. She's dirty as fuck. She's, I think
she's. Strike me as that dirty, but.
I don't know, man. She seems like she's old, too. I mean, like, she's just total black, don't crack. She got into porn at, like, 26 or something like that.
What, was she, like, late 30s or something?
Yeah, mid-30s, I want to say. Maybe 33 or some shit, but you'd look at her and she'd
I love how that's considered, like, an old woman in porn.
Old cunt.
Like, old I was watching some cunt. Shit the other day. He's like, how old are you? He's like, 35. I was like, yeah, it's so hot. Like, yeah, it's so like hot that you managed to preserve yourself to 35.
I mean, there's there's a fall off with a lot of girls. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, even if they look okay, they look older.
It seems to go one way or the other. Like, either you're hot when you're like 16 and you just get progressively worse for the rest of your life because you never take care of yourself, or you're the ugly duckling and then you just like work on yourself the rest of your life because you know what it is like. Have to fucking put time in the gym.
I guess so. I really, yeah. A lot of chicks are only hot at 25, 26, man. That's the way you want to go.
No, because by 25, they're already like past the grace period.
Are
like
you kidding?
25 is the cutoff for women.
Well, I think there's like three different fall-off points for women. There's
sophomore year of high school.
I was going to say senior, but great minds thinking alike. When they start boozing, and they just have lost the total, like, I'm thin as shit, but I've sprouted tits and ass magically.
Like when Jerry was fucking railing out Kale.
He was just talking about that the other week. He was like, that was a hot product.
Yeah, dude, I was just thinking about that. I was like, God damn it. That's like back when I thought he was scary. I was like, oh, wow, look at that, dude.
The biker looking motherfucker, big bald.
Dude, Jerry she was so hot back then. Her fucking tits were the size of my head. She was skinny.
That
like
shit, yeah.
You wear fucking dresses. You needed two hairdos to pull off to school. Oh, God, I wanted to fuck her so bad.
And, like, by 19, the wheels fell. I mean, have you seen her now?
Fat pig.
Yeah, she popped out two kids, and that is not going back.
Oh, God. God damn her, Aldo.
That is just a pie hurled against a wall, and you're trying to, like, scrape the crust back into the tin.
Put it back. You drop a cake, and you're trying to put it back together so no one knows.
That is not going to happen. You're not fooling anyone.
Fuck.
Yeah, there's that phase. I want to say, like, a year or two later, you've got a couple years of college living under
like
your belt.
22 to 24 when you start going out to bars and shit.
Yeah, just nonstop, and you're feeding yourself. For a couple years now.
And drinking more and shit.
And I want to say phase three is about 26, 27. Especially for white chicks.
Yeah. Again, it's like at that point, if you don't care, you don't put effort in.
Well, I think biologically, your face can just start to look older. Not in a good way.
I mean, yeah, that's time. That's inevitable. You can still take care of your body.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck
I think
face
so
like,
few people do, though.
No, it's sad. I mean, it's a lot of time and shit.
It is.
But, I don't know.
Hence me not doing it for a couple of weeks. Been watching a lot of TV. A lot of good Netflix lately.
I've chosen vanity over family,
I need
religion.
I need to get back into that.
Spiritual
in a bad
fulfillment.
Way.
Love.
Dude, until I'm out of woman's house again, it ain't going to happen. Mom has no comprehension of nutrition.
I know. Dude, I saw a picture of you when we were living in the old house.
Yeah.
And you're a lot skinnier.
I know. I need to get the fuck out. I just that need to get the fuck out.
Dude, I notice, like, I can see my abs better if I, like, don't go to her house for a day or two for dinner.
I think I was 204, 203 at the old place where we lived on our own.
No, I saw a picture. You look, like, fucking ridiculously skinny. Like, that time we had that fucking stupid, like, Street Fighter marathon or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like a picture. I don't know. It's on MySpace.
Oh, you're fucking depressing the shit out of me now.
Maybe, I guess
bring it on.
Facebook
I deserve
page.
It. I deserve it. I got to her house within 18 months. I had gained 30, I want to say, LBs.
Jesus.
I think I had gotten up to 245. I'm down at like 238 right now, but it's just disgusting. Like, there's just.
What are you supposed to be? Cause I know my weight range. I don't understand. Like, I have no concept of other
I think,
people's.
Like, probably. I've lost a lot of muscle mass, so I should be even skinnier now weight-wise. When I was lifting heavily, if I wanted to look like fucking jacked, I should have been 190. Like, I probably would have had abs showing at 190.
How tall are you?
5'9".
Yeah, guys. I have no concept of like height to weight.
I have those disgusting, just massive legs. So like
my height to weight ratio all comes from Street Fighter 2. So that's why when I was like 5'11,
how ripped was Blanca?
When I was 5'11 and weighing 150 pounds and looking like I had AIDS, I was like, well, that's what Rue was.
Yeah, so fucking Rue. Clearly, the Japanese are weird people, man. You do not want to emulate
video game characters.
It's like, I don't want to admit to myself that I might be in this area a while, because if I stay here, it's admitting defeat. It's me just doing my fucking dumb website. I love this radio show. I'm proud of the show, and I am proud of the website, but it's me just making money locksmithing, which is a great return when it works. Like, today was a great day. I made, $350, and I worked, like, 2 hours.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's insane. And then 2 days this week, I made zero, and I fucking beat off into my cupped hand because I had nothing to do with my day.
That's also pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's win-win now that I say it out loud. But being at her house, I mean, do you know what dinner was? I came home. I was driving home. I was like, maybe I should get a healthy meal. Oh, wait. There's probably something waiting for me when I get home. Not one, but two turkey pot pies or chicken pot pies from Boston Market for each of us. There's another pie waiting for you at home, Will. I brought you one, which you fucking decimated right before the show.
Nothing but two protein shakes all day.
I wanted to open up the mic so people could just hear you slaying a pot pie for the first 10 minutes.
I was going
to
say, I don't mind eating on air. Like,
no, it
would have
been hilarious. Are you kidding me? No, it would have made me laugh. So you crushed one. My last two meals have been pot pies. As if that weren't enough, we also have massive brownies waiting for us. Because, you know...
Boy, from Boston Market?
Yeah. No, from Boston Market. Because you deserve a treat for eating your fucking pot pies. Your gravy and crust.
I was going to say, she thinks it's healthy. It's like, gravy is the fucking, like, cohesive element that keeps it all together.
Exactly. Fucking, I'm like...
Like, maybe if it was all this shit floating in water like a stew.
Yeah. It's gravy. It's thick gravy. And I don't know what's in their pot
pies. It's like meat thrown into a custard pie.
I don't know what's in Boston Market's pot pies. They invariably give you this baby green shit without fail. Look at your dump tomorrow and tell me if you don't have Popeye baby spinach dump.
I don't know. Like, green, like it's just the whole thing's green?
I'm not talking like Green Lantern's Power Rings green, but like
greenish. Fucking,
yeah. Like a Jolly Rancher apple flavor.
I try not to eat the peas or green beans. I hate those.
I think it's peas, green beans, sliced carrot, and chicken chunks.
I just eat the crust and chicken like a child. And maybe some potato.
Licking the icing off it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is what it is, man. I need to get out of that house because... I feel bad now when I fuck anyone because it's like I'm inflicting myself upon them. There was a time where I was like, you know what? You're hot. I ain't so bad. This belongs. Now I'm just on top of them. It's like, I'm sorry.
Wait, fucking them in the house?
Oh, I don't get down at mom's house. Oh. Are you kidding me? 3 years there.
You never had sex in the house?
Ever, or during this tenure? My fucking downward spiral. No, when I was like first having sex, yeah, I fucked in the house. I had nowhere else to go. I had no income.
That's the reason I left.
And now exactly. I'll cough up for a hotel once at a blue moon, or hopefully I just fuck at the chick's house and she'll be sick of me in a week or something. And that solves that.
Why is that? You figure like, I don't know. Women are weird.
Well,
I guess because eventually they want to stop paying rent.
Exactly. It's like,
you never really
sucks.
Spend time at the chick's house very much.
See,
it's almost always the other way.
See, whenever I lived on my own, that was the case. I would always have the girl over, but that's because I'm a lazy fucking shut-in. And so I loved it that way. But now, I'm always at the girl's house.
Yeah, but especially like if they live by themselves, I don't know. Like people stay with me too long, I start to get gamey. So you need to leave now.
I would hate having someone actually like staying over. I can do like a day.
Yeah.
Once every other week.
That's kind of the point I've gotten to, which is pretty sad.
That's not sad. I just like being alone for the most part.
Me too, but it's like at 29, I know I'm destined to spend the rest of my life alone.
I think I could maybe ease into something a little bit.
Me or you?
I think either. I've always said I actually think you have a higher chance.
No.
Of being maybe, in some maybe the sort old of relationship.
Me, but not anymore. The old me is dead.
I've
gone completely the opposite fucking direction.
I want to say you're more open in your, I don't want this, but I think you're receptive deep down to a chick. Whereas I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with this on the outside, but in the inside, I actually have a woman around and I'm just like, this needs to stop.
No, but I'm like Seinfeld though. It's like, I have this fucking like checklist of all this shit you need to meet and no one could ever meet it. It's just women are scum. No one's passing the
test. Yeah, I have the checklist, and I meet decent girls once in a blue moon that'll actually pass.
They're also hot, too.
Yeah, that's checklist 1 through 9. I mean, what the fuck else is there?
Most
10 is
good-looking chicks are pieces of shit.
You have to get ugly ducklings, as you said. Girls who did not grow up being the hot girl.
Yeah, you're right.
The fucking adored worship girl, so they've never cultivated any other skills. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want putrid up until 25 and they got their shit together. But just like puberty was kind to them and they figured things out.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But you can't have known them when you're younger because then you can't really wipe that memory.
Yeah, and it makes the sex even better.
Hmm?
Like I'm remembering 8-year-old you.
No, because like, I don't want to give a name, but that chick you and I know.
Give a name.
Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, because I didn't find her attractive in second grade.
Our mutual Armenian friend.
I can't find her attractive now for some reason.
Really?
And she looks just like mom.
She does not look like mom.
She looks exactly like mom when she was young. And I've already effed one woman who looks like that. I'm not going for that.
Who? Mom had haunches when she was young.
Allison.
Oh, I guess, yeah, they do have a similar look.
No, you see some pictures of her, and pictures of mom when they're, you know, it's like, what's wrong with
all
her?
Right, Oedipus. I mean,
no, I could pull up some pictures on her Facebook now. It's just like, oh, God, that's Maria. What's wrong with
thank
you?
Thank God. I don't think I've ever fucked anyone that, like, even.
I don't think it was a conscious thing.
Yeah, I think it was a screaming subconscious thing.
I mean, if anything, like, when I first met her, she reminded me more of, like, Aunt Brenda.
Of Dad.
Who I also had a crush on.
Oh, Aunt Brenda. I just remember
she was wearing the Canadian tuxedo when I met her.
I just remember Aunt Brenda socked up after getting bunion surgery. Real sex pot.
Oh, God. Well, she's wearing like a bloody sock.
Like fucking two of those, you know, I dropped a hammer on my foot, blue shoes, you know, with the open toes on them.
Oh.
The styrofoam
I remember
tape
that, like,
on your foot.
Hearing shit. What the fuck is a bunion anyway?
It's like a knob. Okay. You're coming down the side of the foot on the big toe side,
yeah.
And the joint of the big toe hitting the foot is just like a big onion-looking motherfucking thing sticking out of that joint, like, out to the side. It's like a big bone spur type thing, I guess.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's grotesque.
So they just shave the shit off?
Yeah, I mean, they probably literally drug you, open up your skin, and, like, take a chisel and a hammer to that shit. Like the same
grinder.
The same way I fucking install a deadbolt
just
in a
grind
shitty
it
door.
Down.
Yeah, I just pop it off, you know, like a hammer strike. That's what they do to a human body.
I see pictures of her now. I don't know why the fuck I thought she was attractive as a kid.
Aunt Brenda's like dead as shit.
I know, but like you figure like I'd look at her now and be like, oh, she was pretty. It's like she looks like some random 80s skank.
No, she looked like fucking John Connor's mom in Terminator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Linda Hamilton.
I don't know. I remember I was a fucking creep even as a little kid. Like, I wouldn't let anyone feed me except her. Like,
really?
Yeah, you don't remember that? Like, Mom or Yaya would try to feed me. Like, no, bitches. And, like, Aunt Brenda would feed me. Like, yeah.
Making it sound like it's breastfeeding.
No, but still, it was the fact that, like, yeah, I wanted some FaceTime. And I was going to do whatever I needed.
That was great. I had fucking forgotten that, man. Yeah.
No, I remember that distinctly. I don't even remember how old I was.
Old enough.
Old enough that I needed to be fed.
Old fucking enough, man.
But I don't know. You want to call it or anything else?
Oh, you want to pronounce it?
I mean, it's 9:50.
I guess we can.
You
want
to wait till we get the knock?
Nah.
The fucking wand knock.
We don't need the knock, man.
I got to close down, guys.
Yeah, we can roll out.
Cool with me.
Will.
Yeah.
Thank you, as always, for your presence, sir.
You're welcome.
Hopefully the audio wasn't a shit show.
No, it seemed like, I don't know if we just, like, talked louder to
compensate.
We did.
We got energy, yeah.
All right. I mean, that's not a bad thing. Because I noticed it a couple of times, but for the most part, it wasn't too bad.
Fucking limiters, yeah.
I think you kind of, like, figure out, like, also, like, even if you're unaware, like, where the sweet spot is. It's like, I can't move my mouth like 1 millimeter from here.
It is what it is. It's free. What the fuck? I pay $26 a year to use this shit.
And that's too much. Every time they cash your check, they're stealing from you.
Well, we didn't play the intro music, and that was going to be my segue. Is there like a good Gray Sky Eternal? That's your band, by the way. If I find Gray Sky Eternal on Facebook, G-R-E-Y.
Yes.
S-K-Y Eternal.
If you don't know how to spell those two words, yeah. You dumb nigga.
I helped you with the sky part. That wasn't so necessary in retrospect. You can find the album on iTunes, but is there anything that maybe could replace Ace of Spades just so I'm done with any sort of licensing issues I ever have to worry about? And so we can get your band out there.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. Listen to the CD. Mom has a copy or three of them on Facebook.
It's funny. Like, I know all your songs from hearing them live a bunch. Like, I'll just be humming them sometimes. And I'm like, I don't know the fucking name to this.
Neither do I.
It's just the one that goes like that.
I know the notes. I have no idea what the song title is. I wrote this shit. Because, like, Justin comes up with the titles and he changes them so much. It's like, after, like, I get attached to whatever the first one is.
Yeah.
So that's why I'll call it, even if it was, like, three titles ago.
Will, thank you again.
You're welcome.
I am, of course, John Papagiorgio, the show's website. This is, of course, the big thing you guys need to go to if you've listened to this. If you've made it through, you're going to love InPapa'sBasement.com. It's got every episode I've ever done of this, tons of my writing, and more importantly, it's got links to the show's Facebook page, which actually does some fun shit, has weird pictures, because that's what people want with the internet.
Cuck porn.
Yeah, it's just porn and pictures of cats doing funny shit. That's the internet at this point.
Yeah, no, you need to watch the newest South Park. You'll probably like it.
All right, I'll bang that out when we get home. But the Facebook page has that in spades. Also go to @Papa's Basement on Twitter, twitter.com/Papa's Basement. That's me running my mouth saying
Do
shit.
Do people still use that?
Twitter.
I've kind of pronounced it dead.
It's losing its mojo a little bit. It's become MySpace.
Yeah,
kind of, a little bit.
Fucking spam and shit.
I know I'm getting tired. I don't tweet much at all anymore. Like, I literally, outside of links to the show, I ain't tweeting too often.
Yeah, I'm amazed it lasted as long as it did. I thought it was a fucking stupid idea to begin with.
No, I don't think the idea is that bad. It's just, and it's still, trust me.
People want to see pictures.
I'm sure it's growing huge. Well, they've integrated pictures into the actual website.
It's still not the same as like having a profile, though.
No, absolutely not.
And it's like, yeah, eventually.
They're trying to attempt that, though. Have you noticed that? You go to someone's profile.
And it has, like,
recent pictures.
Yeah.
But it's just not the same.
Oh, shit. Maybe part of that was my fucking headphones.
They're just ratcheted down.
No. Like, yet again, I have to, like, twist the jack until I find, like, a sweet spot where it's actually making contact.
Just like my fucking XM card.
And I get stereo audio in both headphones.
God damn it. God damn it. Well, until next
Saturday. We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great
so
show.
So close.
Great
We're almost
tomorrow.
Out of here.
You go home, have
next
a glass
Saturday,
of wine,
we'll be live.
Off.
Maybe.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope that's the post-show critique?
Yeah.
But if
You're
we
the
don't,
best.
We'll be here.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges.
Till then, we're out.
Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.